Well, folks, if you're traveling up into Anderson Valley, you're probably thinking Pinot Noir, and you're probably thinking sparkling wines. Well, we got it for you. I pulled in here to Handley Cellars, and folks, I'm going to be staying here overnight with these great folks, and Randy Schock is sitting here with me. Randy, it might be an evening for a couple glasses of wine. I notice you have a number of Pinots on the table. I'm here for you. I'll test all of those with you.
Are you sure you can handle this? Yeah. Oh, you're a professional. Okay.
He stole my line.
This shouldn't be a problem at all. Yeah, Anderson Valley, what we really do best, I think, and known best for these days is our Pinot Noirs. Our location here, 15 miles in from the ocean here at Handley Cellars, we are the deep end. And with that, this cool climate really preserves that wonderful acidity. And you know, we started here with the sparkling wines, but now we're really getting much more attention for these wonderful Pinot Noirs. We have the Pinot Noir Fest coming up here in May. I mean, what a party. You guys got to come out, and you better be professionals for this party. So we're going to have a good time, but in May, we're going to release our 2013 Pinot Noirs for Pinot Fest. That's kind of our goal every year, releasing these wines for you guys to come up and taste at Pinot Fest. And so I have four different wines, and they're very different wines. And so I'll start with Hell of a Vineyard. Hell of a Vineyard comes from the warmer end of the valley. It's an older vineyard planted. It was an apple orchard of all things, and one of the early vineyard developers, Steve Williams, was planting all these vineyards in the valley and looked out at this damn apple orchard there at his supply yard and said, what am I going to do with this? Apples aren't worth anything. So he converted it to Pinot Noir. Why the hell would somebody who puts vineyards in for a living want their own vineyards? You know, hell Uva is kind of where he got to it. But, you know, this vineyard, I have a little bit of a suitcase Rocchioli clone coming in on this and some older Pommard. Older established planting, a warmer end of the valley, just beautiful, beautiful red fruit. A little less acid than here in the deep end, but boy, you get a chance. We don't do much of this hell of a, but if you get a chance, this is just a fantastic representation of the warmer end of Anderson Valley, about 10 miles here from the winery. So, moving more to general Anderson Valley, we'll be releasing a 2013 Anderson Valley blend. And the idea behind the Anderson Valley blend is to really get a representation of the entire valley, both the warmer fruit and this deep end fruit. And what that gives me every year is to be able to use these different vineyards. I can create a very consistent representation of the best the valley can offer. And so that's really the thought. It's our largest production wine. I have a lot of different tools, a lot of different vineyards I'm able to consistently come out with something that I think really is a wonderful representation of Anderson Valley. Plush fruit, velvet you think of with Pinot Noir. It's a nice balanced dark and red fruit. Moving down towards our own home vineyard at the deep end of the valley on the valley floor, I have an estate vineyard Pinot Noir. And again, we're the deep end of the valley, the coldest end of the valley. Every afternoon we're getting those breezes coming in off the ocean. So here at the Handley Winery, it's probably the one of the last vineyards picked in the valley for Pinot Noir. But combined with our older clonal selections and this cool climate, you get a little more old world Burgundian, a little leaner, more acid, very complex wine. And the estate here is all organically farmed since 2005. So I'm really proud to be able to offer this wonderful Burgundian style estate Pinot Noir here from organically farmed grapes. Wonderful, wonderful wine. Again, we'll be releasing this in May. And then I'm saving the best for last. Our RSM vineyard is just off the charts. It's up at altitude. Sometimes I describe it as a cab lover's Pinot Noir. And of course, that gets some people a little upset because they're two very different grapes. But it's on the mountain with very thin soils, very different climate than the valley floor, little change in temperature. Not as much change in temperature day to night. It's a little plusher, but it's got a density to it that is just mind-bending density to this fruit. We talk about different flavors. It has this kind of soy seaweed character on the palate to go along with all that big cherry fruit. Just an incredible wine if you get a chance to try it. I'm lucky to get a ton an acre off this. I'm competing with the bears and the birds to to get this fruit in every year, but inevitably we get a little bit of it in, and hopefully you get a chance to try this RSM Pinot Noir 2013. It's just the flagship wine we have to offer here at Hanley Cellar. I hope you guys take the time to try this wine out.
Well, I'm trying them all out here, folks, and what I have as a result of that is a big appetite, and Randy and I are going to enjoy some great food here on Have Wine Will Travel. Thank you, sir. Can I pour you a glass now? I've had a couple.
Of course.